for the most entertaining talk anywhere. Stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station. Your real 24 talk hours of commercial-free programming.
Hello, Governor Palin?
Yeah.
Whoa, nice towel. Hi, I'm a lawyer from the Republican National Committee. I'm here to pick up the clothes we bought for you for the campaign.
Oh, you mean I don't get to keep them?
Oh, no, ma'am. Election laws say we've got to have them back.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, okay. I'll go get them. You betcha. Be back in a jiff.
Huh. That wasn't so bad.
Here you go.
What the?
You mean I had to put up with that creepy old guy, getting humiliated by Katie Couric and being made fun of by that witch Tina Fey, and I don't get to keep my friggin' red leather jacket? You wanna know what the difference is between a vice presidential candidate and a hockey mom? It's a Remington Model 7430-06.
We wish we were still in the shower, as Back Time explores events good enough to sing about that happened November 10th. Soon we were all singing along as Sesame Street made its TV debut today in 1969. In 1975, the ship Edmund Fitzgerald sank during a storm in Lake Superior. And in 2004, Yusuf Islam, formerly known as Cat Stevens, made this song come true as he was awarded the Man for Peace Prize in Rome at the opening of a meeting of Nobel Peace Prize laureates. That's Back Time for November 10th. This is your announcer speaking.
A computer hacker is denied access to a social life. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. A computer hacker known only as Occam348 said today that despite his skill at circumventing security firewalls, he has been repeatedly denied access to a social life. Occam348, best known for planting an internet worm on the Red Cross server, said that he simply cannot penetrate the intricate human social code.
It makes zero sense. Every time I try and talk to a girl, it's like access denied.
Occam348 now plans to download the personal files and wipe clean the financial history of someone he recently met at the coffee shop, hoping the victim will one day be his friend. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Shopping with the Wife on Football Sunday.
Mr. Shopping Sunday.
Sundays are days when men plop their behinds on the couch for hours and watch other men exert themselves on the gridiron. But no, not you. You're driving to Bed Bath & Beyond.
First and 10 with a new bath mat.
What happened to you, Mr. Shopping with a Wife on Football Sunday? How could you possibly let swearing about a game-changing holding penalty become holding her purse at the fashion bug?
15 yards for being a schmuck.
Sir, are you really that pee-whipped?
And pee doesn't stand for punt. Yeah.
So the next time you're depressed because your team lost the game on a missed field goal, think of the poor guy who missed the game altogether, subjected to hours of cute shoes and matching handbags. Mr. Shopping with the Wife on Football Sunday, a real American hero.
Mr. Shopping with the Wife on Football Sunday.
This throwback jersey doesn't make me look fat, does it?
Now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, a new week, November 10th, and Susie is in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear. How are you?
Exhausted and sore.
You're so not yourself today.
No.
You're very, very laid back.
Yes. I do apologize for that.
Okay, so are you wearing a hat? Is that because of a bad hair day? Or?
No, I just didn't really feel like drying my hair this morning, so I just threw a hat on.
Okay.
To your dismay, because I know you hate them.
Well, that's okay. Now, with a hat and glasses, I can't see you at all.
Especially sitting behind the microphone.
Yeah. All I see is your Beaver Liquors jacket there.
Thank you.
Beaver Liquors.
It's the best liquor store in the country.
So you had a crazy weekend, a wild one, a busy one.
It actually wasn't that wild. I drove up to Vegas on Sunday, or no, not, sorry, on Friday. I just came back yesterday. And when I got there, it was pretty late, so I ended up just going to bed.
Did you drive by yourself?
Yep, I drove by myself.
And how long did it take you?
About 3.5 hours.
Okay, so you drove very fast.
I don't know why everyone keeps saying that.
3.5 hours is very fast, Susie.
It's not that fast.
Like an average of 90, 95.
Approximately.
Yeah. You see, I used to drive that shit every weekend, Susie. I know. It used to take me 3 hours because I would do 120.
Yeah, I usually try not to do more than 110.
Yeah. I know. It does get pretty scary at that speed. You know, you figure if you just twitch a little bit with your hand, mm-hmm. you're gone.
And especially there are a lot of high winds and everything.
Yeah.
And so that's really, really, really scary if you're going very fast and all of a sudden you're just like, ah!
I know, in the open desert and shit.
Or you're blown into a truck or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know.
It's pretty scary.
But you definitely have to drive, you know, on the, like during the night, I think, mm-hmm. to be able to drive that fast, you know? Because otherwise, all the cars are just obstacles for you and you stand out like a sore thumb weaving from lane to lane.
I know. And then you turn your radar detector on and you're fine.
Yeah. Does it really work, Susie?
It really, 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 really works.
Really?
I've only been pulled over once, and well, this year since I got to California, and that was the only time I did not have my radar detector on.
Yeah?
Wow. I'm telling you, they're amazing.
Really?
Yes, yes, yes. If you don't have one, I see it, and you speed.
What kind of a distance do they detect, do you think?
You know what? I don't know. That's a good question. Mm. I would say a couple miles.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they're definitely
so they're
very
never
strong.
Close enough to you to really catch you.
You know, it catches it at first, and then you know, as you get closer, the radar detector like freaks out, and it's like beep 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 beep, and then you're just like looking around. It turns kind of into like a video game where it's like you versus the cops because like you know that so they're somewhere in the vicinity, and you're just like dun 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 dun. Dun.
Yeah. So is it like kind of a detector? I mean, obviously it is a detector, but does it go like the closer you are, it beeps faster? And
yeah.
Really.
It's so cool.
It's funny.
I know.
Wow. Yeah, I remember they came out in the 70s, and I never thought they really worked, but I would imagine by now they would have fucking perfected them.
They are really, really good.
Yeah.
They're like coordinated with some GPS system and everything, so mm-hmm. they're kind of just synced with everything in the car, and I don't know, it tells me how fast I'm going and what the speed limit is in the area.
Oh, so, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, they're pretty advanced and pretty good.
Yeah. Wow, so the only time you got caught was when you didn't have it on.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
I've been caught many, many, many times before that in the past, but I never had a radar detector.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes, it was a new acquisition. Yeah.
So that's good for speed, but if you're in the city and shit, it doesn't really do you much. They don't really use detectors, right?
They still do in the city.
In the city?
But for the most part, it's too crowded and congested, and you can't really speed.
Yeah. Plus, they couldn't figure out which car is speeding anyway. You know, that's a defense I always wanted to use, is say, how do you know you fucking were looking at my car or pointing at my car? You know, what if there was a car next to me and you detected their speed?
That is pretty...
Of course. I mean, you know, he can't fucking prove it was your car that he was aiming at, you know?
Yeah, so, that is a good point, too.
Yeah. Although, I don't know, it's always like your word against theirs.
And I was wondering the same thing about, like, the talking on the cell phone. It's like, they could turn around and say they saw me holding the cell phone.
Exactly.
You know, I could be like, I wasn't holding the cell phone.
Right.
I was holding my iPod or, you know, something.
Yeah. But I think they'd say, you know, I mean, you figure you have to trust policemen because if you don't, then what's going to happen, you know? So you've got to be able to trust someone and... You know, we assume that the police are honest.
But, I don't know.
But
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. You see, if he tracks you, if he drives behind you, then you can't really get out of it. You know. But I think with a speed gun, you can definitely say, "Well, it wasn't me." You know. So I don't know.
Well, next time that happens to me, I'll give that a try.
Yeah. So you drove by yourself?
Yes.
What time were you driving at?
I left my apartment probably at about 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had pretty good open road.
I hit pretty bad traffic for the first like half an hour just getting out of LA, but then it opened right up.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So in 3.5 hours you got there.
Yes. Shut up.
Wow. But that's a boring drive, no?
You turn on some really good techno and you just start dancing and dancing and
that's
dancing.
True,
and you
but
have
it
a grand
goes
old time.
On, you know?
I don't know. Yeah. I can get zoned out and do anything as long as I have good music.
Can you imagine doing that drive every weekend?
I wouldn't mind it.
Really?
Yeah, I love driving.
Because, you know, that's what I used to do. When my son was being born, I had gotten a job in Vegas. So I moved there, and I was coming to visit my family every weekend, like my daughter and my wife, until they moved with me to Vegas. But so I would come and drive every fucking weekend to see them, you know? Leave on a Friday night, come back Monday morning.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, cute. Those drives what made a good me dad. Nuts, though.
You don't really like driving, do you?
No, I do. I really do. But not when I'm in a hurry, and not a drive like that when you're just trying to get somewhere. I enjoy driving if I'm not going anywhere in particular, you know? But if I have to deal with the traffic, you know, I get irritated.
Yes, yes. I can definitely... if you had to keep that up, I'm sure you would have had a heart attack by now.
Yeah. I've been pretty irritable lately. I don't know what it is, you know? But
maybe you're getting your period.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
Yeah. So you spent time with your family there in
Yes.
Vegas.
And then my sister got in on Saturday morning, and then we pretty much just like hung around the house, and I did some math homework, and, you know, we really just all felt so lazy.
Really?
It's like when we're all in our normal lives, we're mm-hmm. so busy, busy, busy. My sister's a doctor and like never gets any sleep.
Yeah.
My dad's really busy with his job. And Judy's really busy doing whatever it is she does.
Yeah.
But so we all get there, and we're all just like, we don't even want to go out. We all just want to sit here and like veg and just like chill out over some wine and
talk. And here I was picturing you the whole time just like nonstop. You know, you load up all these pictures on Facebook, and it seems like you're doing a lot, you know?
Well, those pictures...
Gosh, this chick never stops, you know, and here you are laid back.
Well, it's not that we did nothing. We played golf later that day, you know, and then we all cooked dinner and had a wonderful time together. And then the next day, we took the belly dancing class, which is why my fucking rib cage is so goddamn sore right now.
Oh, we got a phone call, Susie. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Susie.
MD? Yeah.
Hello. You're on the radio.
Did you ever want to get through traffic?
Hello.
Do you know you're on the radio, ma'am?
Your hair's not brown, it's blonde.
Let's listen.
Blonde.
Maybe they dialed by mistake. Hello. Hello. Hello.
No.
This is cool.
Okay.
I want something juicy.
Road. Henderson.
Henderson. Is this from Vegas?
Nevada.
Yeah.
89052.
This sounds like my dad's girlfriend.
Really? Okay, yeah. I just hung up so we don't hear that number she was giving out. You
think
that's who it was?
I think that's my dad's girlfriend and my sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Area code 917 by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay. That's who I thought it was, you know?
Oh, no. How did they accidentally call us and not know it?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, maybe you'll see it and they'll call back and be like, oh, shit.
So your sister's still there in Vegas?
Yeah, she's there until Tuesday.
Oh. So you're so sore. Let's go back to that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, actually, Susie? I mean, I don't want to be rude, but
we've
need
got
to
this author to call.
Yeah.
Now let's do that, and then we'll go back to how sore I am from my belly dancing.
Absolutely. So I mean, what? You were belly dancing in Vegas?
Yeah, we took a belly dance lesson yesterday morning.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All three of you?
Yes. We went back and gave my dad a recital, and he was very, very impressed.
I'm sure. That's funny. Okay, so we're going to call our guest. He's an author who wrote the book Financial Shock, and I think you'll find this very relevant. Mark Zandi. Or Zandi.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Okay, that's not a good sign. Did I dial the right number? I think so, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, we tried.
Since when are we relevant anyway?
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so let's go back to where we were, because maybe we'll try them in a few minutes. I don't know.
Okay.
So, belly dancing. Now, did you have to wear those bikinis and shit?
No, I just wore like a tight tank top and these like tight pants. And then you take a scarf that has all these little bells sewn into it.
Right.
It's got like hundreds and hundreds of bells. And you tie that around your waist and your hips.
Uh-huh.
And that way, like when you... Oh, ow, I can't even do it. Oh, my God. When you try and, like, move your hips in the various belly dance positions and, you know, you do the camel, which ends up, like, really, really getting into your ribs and your lower back. Oh, my God. Next thing you know, I can barely walk and move. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. How long was the class? An hour or something?
Yeah, it was just an hour.
Really?
But it was pretty...
But they made you do, like, crazy things. I mean, obviously, in belly dancing, you really move almost every muscle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know how popular that is, like, in the Middle East and shit, and Turkey?
It's ridiculously sexy.
Yes, it is.
And it's not a very sexual dance, which is a thing, because I kept getting yelled at yesterday by the teacher. She was like, no, it is not like that.
Really?
She's like, that looks like something from a porno video. So she's like, it's not like that. And she points to my sister, and she's like, it's not something a stripper would do.
Wow, that's interesting.
So,
because
my sister,
it looks like a very suggestive dance.
It's very suggestive, but it's not like overtly sexual.
I see.
It's kind of like a come fuck me dance.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I might not be available kind of thing.
Right.
You know, and just kind of just to tease and put it out there and make the men go completely crazy.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they told you?
No, just the kind of feel I got from watching it.
I see. Well, but you know, when you have those like authentic dancers, you know, mm-hmm. like those Middle Eastern ones, the exotic ones, it's really like a big turn on. It really is.
That's
and
exactly
the funny
what I'm
thing
saying.
Is that women sometimes like it more than men. They're really into it, you know?
It is very, very, very sensual.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so my sister and I, we got yelled at for doing certain moves incorrectly, for being inappropriate.
Yeah, they don't know who they're dealing with.
It's like a lot of them. It's like, oh yeah, I do this move in the club. Only like when you get down grinding on a person, then you're just like, uh-oh. Apparently that was not the right move for the Egyptian belly dance class. But so anyway, after we did that, we decided to stay and work out at the gym for a while. Every time I'm in Vegas, we eat so well and we eat so much that we seriously like need to go to the gym a lot or do something physical every day. But, oh yeah, so the day before we played golf, which was good. I hadn't picked up a golf club in a year and a half either.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
used to play golf?
Yeah, I've been playing golf since I was 8.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I've always wanted to, but I never got the chance to. But you know what attracts me the most about golf is the green. You know, it's just
oh,
like,
my God.
It's so serene to be there, you know?
Oh, my God. Do you like touching them?
Touching what?
The green.
The green?
Yeah.
Touching the
like
green.
The green. Are you talking about the putting green?
No, I'm talking about the just the grass in general.
Oh,
it's just the
okay.
whole place is green. Yeah, that's right. In golf, they call something the green, right?
The putting green is like the
that's right
where
that's
the flag
right.
is.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite part of all of the green.
Really?
Because the grass, it's this weird kind of grass, and it's I don't know what they do to it, but it's like planted so tightly together.
Like fine, really fine.
It, yeah, it becomes like a very tightly packed like layer of velvet.
Yeah, like a carpet or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I never know how they mow it down that fine, or, you know, fine.
Yeah.
But my friend back in Massachusetts used to be one of the guys who would mow the green in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me in the summertime he would always find ass imprints and condoms on the green.
Really?
Because it was like so soft. That kids would come in the middle of the night and fuck on the golf green.
The golf course.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, sounds great to me.
I know. I think that would be great, too. I can't believe I haven't actually done it yet.
Yeah. So are you pretty good?
Well, at golf
at
or
golf?
Sex? Or fucking on the
yeah,
green?
Yeah, I think the latter one is already a foregone conclusion. But golf.
Golf, yes. I am pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much my parents and my grandparents sent my sister and me to golf camp starting when we were
wow,
like
really?
8 years old every summer.
That's cool. It's kind of snobbish, no?
Golf?
Or is tennis snobbish?
Both are.
Both are.
And I don't know. My family's always just members at this country club for a million years. And actually, I've got 10 years in order to make it in the three generations of my grandmother, my mother, and then it's between Mimi and me to see who can get a hole in one in this golf course.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The rally dynasty.
Yes, yes.
Oh, well. So
many generations of strong women golfers.
Yeah. So
I'll teach you how to play.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, I went.
That'll be such a good stress reliever for you. Oh my gosh, to go out on the golf course after like a tough day.
That's true, because it's so relaxing. That's what I mean about the green, just the color of all the lawns and the grass.
And you
there.
Get to swing a heavy metal club like through the air,
exactly.
You know, as hard as you wanted.
But I don't have stress like that, Susie. I really don't. I don't have a need to
it's
really.
It's good
do
and
this.
Healthy for you to be outside, like maybe yeah. walking and not taking a golf cart. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, that would be yeah. But I don't have the need to take out stress like, you know, with a club and something and hit somebody or a ball. But
hitting the ball feels so good, I'm telling
does
you.
Does it really?
Yes. It really is a cool feeling.
Mm.
But golf. I don't know. It's expensive to play when you're not with your family.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just an expensive...
Is it an expensive sport?
Pretty much,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. How much does it cost per hour?
Per hour? Well, they don't usually do
hour. They do by holes, right?
Yeah, per 9 hole or like 18 holes.
Yeah.
And it depends on what kind of course you are going to.
Yeah.
Like private clubs go way, 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 way expensive.
So what is it, like a couple hundred bucks or something?
If you go to like a crappy 9 hole course around here, it'll probably cost you like $25.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
It gets expensive if you play a couple times in a weekend.
Yeah, I suppose.
Shooting was expensive this weekend. I was surprised about that.
You went shooting?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you shoot?
Skeet. Yes.
Okay. And you're good at that, right? We talked about the fact that you know how to shoot.
I haven't shot in a while, though. And I haven't shot skeet in probably like 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so when we went out, for some reason, I couldn't decide if I wanted to shoot righty or lefty. So I kept switching back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I was getting really agitated because I'm left eye dominant, but it feels kind of better with the right hand. But my aim is better if I do it lefty.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so I'm an ambidextrous shooter.
Are you an ambidextrous? Oh, shooter.
Shooter.
Least. Okay.
Yes. but so I was kind of, I don't know, just kind of irritated about that. And so I actually didn't do well at first. And my sister like picks up the gun and never having shot a skeet in her life was like, poof, poof. I just got them. I was like, oh. So my feelings were hurt and I didn't want to play anymore.
Oh, poor Susie.
But finally, I picked up my rifle or my shotgun and I went to town with the 12 gauge and I showed those motherfucking skeet what's up. Then I started killing all of them. Then I was doing doubles and it was like, pull, pull, poof, poof.
So how accurate are you? I mean, is there a machine that keeps track or something, a counter?
No? Not really. Like, you pretty much can keep track if you want, but basically, it's kind of set up like a golf course where they have all these different stations, and you're actually, and they give you a golf cart, too, and so you just, like, drive all through the desert and through the huge berms, and I don't know, there are just little stations set up everywhere, and there are people shooting everywhere. It's kind of scary if you think about it that way.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're like, I hope no stray bullets come this way.
So you like to shoot?
Yes, I like to shoot.
Cool.
What are you looking at over there?
I'm just trying to figure out whether we should call the author again. I mean, I kind of feel bad, but let's try it again
We'll try calling.
We'll try it again. So, you know what? I'd really like to be able to shoot, you know, maybe go to a shooting range or something.
It's really, really fun.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, and shoot targets and stuff, you know?
That is super, super fun.
Yeah. I know.
Where's Mr. Zandy?
Okay. I don't know. I'm not getting an answer. Anyway, maybe we can get him some other time. But he wrote a book on why the economy is where it is today because of subprime mortgage. And so I thought we'd get a nice clarification on where we are and where we might be going.
You'll just have to read the book now.
Yeah, I suppose. We might as well give him a plug. It's called Financial Shock. A 360-degree look at the subprime mortgage implosion and how to avoid the next financial crisis by Mark Zandy. So that sounded pretty relevant. Did you hear about this 8-year-old boy who murdered his father and his friend?
What?
Yeah, he fucking shot him, man. I mean, this guy is like a third grader.
Oh, no.
You know, how the fuck do you even know how to shoot, you know?
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, is that... You know, I don't know. I mean, would you refer to someone like that as a mature kid?
No. I mean, that's called a psychopathic kid.
Yeah, I mean, he's delinquent on the one hand, but then he's sophisticated enough to think of murder, orchestrate it, you know, get a gun and actually do it. You know?
That is so horrible.
Fuck. You know?
Are they trying him as an adult?
They probably will. I'll bet you they will. You know? And they're saying
at 8 years old.
Yeah, the father actually was the one who taught him how to shoot a rifle. Yeah, to kill prairie dogs.
Oh no! Yeah. I love prairie dogs.
Yeah, you would never go hunting, would you?
Me?
Yeah, skeet is as far as you'll go.
I have a zebra that I killed.
That's right.
And a wildebeest and an impala.
Yeah, and now you care about the fucking chickens being able to turn around.
Absolutely.
Susie, give me a fucking break.
What?
But you'll go shoot and kill animals. Come on.
Were you not listening when I told you the story about why I shot the animals?
I probably was here, but I don't remember.
Sam, it was a whole very long, involved in story.
Okay, can you give us like a brief reminder? Why did you shoot a zebra in Africa?
Because I was in Victoria Falls with this guy, Simon, and he was the one who was running the camp. Mm-hmm. And so he took us into Victoria Falls to get provisions. And as soon as we got there, there were hundreds of thousands of people that were like displaced, you know, all starving, all with their kids like strapped to their backs.
Really?
The government had basically starved these people, or they're trying to starve these people out of existence, and burned down all of their houses and torched their farms and all of their lands and took all their belongings away. And now they can't go anywhere.
Right.
And they have no food. The government's denying them food aid. And so Simon and I went into this town and, you know, we had a rotten, like a half-rotten zebra carcass that we ended up like chopping up and like feeding to these people, and they're on their hands and knees worshiping us, saying thank you for feeding them. And the only way that I could get them any food was through supporting the government and getting like the proper hunting permits, hunting, getting the animal, and giving all the people the meat.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So it was an altruistic gesture.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't believe you didn't listen to the story the first time.
I don't even remember you telling that story at all.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know where I was that day.
I was a vegan up until that point in my life. I wasn't eating meat at all.
Really?
And then as soon as I started hunting, I was like, well, I can't really be hypocritical. And
now you can. Yeah, but wow, a zebra out of all animals. Why don't they have cows and shit there?
No, not for hunting.
Not for hunting, but...
No, they don't have... They have no houses. They have no nothing.
Yeah.
They can't get any cows. So,
wow, that's terrible.
And if they
went
hunting,
huh?
They would be arrested and put in jail for poaching.
Yeah.
For not obtaining the proper permits. But because I was there on safari, you know, I could kind of work within the system to do it.
Right. So you fed a whole village. How nice.
Mm-hmm.
How touching. Wow.
It was very, very sad.
Yeah. But would you go, like, shoot game and stuff here now?
For food, maybe.
For food?
Sure.
But you don't need to shoot to kill animals for food. I mean, you just need to go to Ralph's.
But that's killing animals for food.
Yeah. But would you do it yourself?
If I needed to eat and, like, there were no Ralph's and I was out in the woods, yes, I would
go
hunting.
Okay, but that's not what I mean. I mean for fun.
For sport hunting,
yes,
to kill
for
just
sport
for the sake
hunting.
Of killing?
Yes.
No.
No, you wouldn't do that.
No.
You see, I think that's terrible, you know? So when you have someone like a fucking Dick Cheney going to shoot animals and kill them, and it's just like so acceptable, I don't get it. You know?
That's why I always say, you know, when I was in Africa, I kind of had this decision, and I weighed it on both hands. It was like, all right, you've got the overweight, middle-aged man who comes over here from America, you know, and he's out there just sport hunting, like wounding these animals and, you know, doing nothing with the meat. It's just being thrown away and wasted so he can have his, you know, his trophies.
Right.
Or I can go in as a sharpshooter in the military. I can take this animal down with one shot through the heart, or, you know, kill it instantly. It won't suffer. Give the people the meat, and I get a sweet zebra rug.
Right, that's so true. Wow, so it was all thought out. That's good.
It wasn't an easy decision to go from, like, never having killed anything to just, bam, taking a zebra.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm totally opposed to people killing animals for fun, you know? It just doesn't make sense, you know?
Yes, I agree.
It's cruel. It's, you know, for fun, you know? I mean, yes, for food, you know? I mean, there's people that don't even want to kill animals for food, you know? But
I was one of those people before I saw what was happening over there.
Yeah.
Like, they have no other option for any kind of food.
Yeah.
Like, they're just fucked.
Yeah. Indeed, they are.
I mean, I don't mean to say that lightly and, like, say it in kind of a funny way, but it's true.
No, it is. It is shit, you know? I mean, we take it for granted what we have.
We think our economy is bad over there. Their inflation is up, like, you know, like 6,000%.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you needed a stack that was about, like, probably 6 inches of bills to get a can of Coke when I was there.
Yeah.
The inflation was so high.
Yeah. You know, I think all the wealth in Africa is concentrated in South Africa, you know, because that's definitely where it's the only place that's westernized. And but Africa, I don't think it has any hope, you know, to improve things because it's so tribal there. You know, I mean, there's no law, you know, there's no respect for other people. It's just the law of the wild.
I think people, you know, Western people like us kind of like it that way. You know, we like being able to know that there's somewhere kind of like primitive and, I don't know.
Ah, that's an interesting point. Now, why
would you
say
that?
That's out
there in the world because it's exotic. You know, we always want to know like something that's unknown to us.
Yeah.
And to know that it exists, and, I mean, it's just very exotic to be like, oh, I went to Africa and, you know, I was here and there because there's this huge mystery surrounding it.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's experience is different and... you know.
Yeah, well, that would be cool
and
for
it
you.
Is lawless.
But people are fucking dying there, you know. So just for us to be able to say, yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, there's people less advanced than us, you know. It's pathetic, I think. But
I mean, we choose to invest our resources in other things than, you know, getting these people just water, basic water that they need.
But, I mean, look how many years and decades and centuries they've had to really get it, and they still don't get it in Africa. You know, it's still about strongmen and militia and, you know, and shit like this. You don't even know whose side is who, you know. I mean, you don't know whose side you're on. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of stuck in the middle there, you know. Fuck, that's pretty sad, you know.
It's very sad.
So it's cool when you sometimes see people like Angelina Jolie and shit going to Africa, you know? I mean, I'm not sure exactly how much they're helping, but at least they're bringing attention to mm-hmm. that, you know?
Definitely.
So that's cool, yeah. You seem pretty tired, okay? I have to keep finding things for you to talk about because you're out there somewhere. So
I drove home late last night.
Yeah. So any... So did you go out at night at all when you
nope.
were there? You didn't go out at night in
nope,
Vegas, huh?
I did not.
Wow, so it was really a family weekend.
But really, 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 family weekend of shooting.
Yeah. Shooting and golf.
And drinking.
And vegging and drinking.
Yes.
Does your dad drink a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's in the family.
Yeah. He enjoys scotch quite a bit.
You know what I was thinking this morning? I don't know why I was thinking this, Susie, but I thought... You know, what's your liver going to look like in like 20 years?
Thank you, Sam. It's pickled.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't want to think about it. But, I mean, listen to me talking, you know, with fucking like 30 years of fucking cigarette smoking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do your lungs look like right now?
Oh, I wouldn't even want to take a look.
Exactly.
You know that when I was teaching in middle school and stuff, they had posters.
I am so sorry. I can't even move.
Are you?
Oh.
Okay. So.
Can I get a massage over here?
Yeah, I would love to. Anyway, do you need an upper body massage?
I need frontal? A full body massage.
Okay.
All right. I'm serious. I think I might actually go get one of those Thai massages after this.
Yeah. So listen, when I used to teach there, they would have in the classroom posters. In middle school, I used to be a substitute teacher. So
for what grades? Like
middle school, you know, like six, seven, eight.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes in high schools too, they would have a poster of this really hot chick, but her whole body is full of tar.
You know?
And they're saying, you know, what if what you have on the inside when you smoke was on the outside? You know?
Oh.
And think about it, you know? I mean, like people that are fat, they wear their addiction on them. You know, when you smoke and stuff, people can't really see it. You know, they can't see you're really addicted. And
they could see it in your teeth.
I suppose. But yeah, I mean, you go get whitened for $100 and they're back to their whitey pearls.
Yeah. Pearly whites.
Pearly whites. But yeah, because I'm thinking actually of the lungs still. I'm sorry. But what did I say?
Whitey pearls.
Okay, I'm dyslexic today. That's funny. Let's take a short break, huh? I think we need to regroup here, Susie.
Okay.
We'll be back right after this.
The election is over, and now it's time to get dirty. GOP Adult Entertainment presents Nailin Palin.
Sarah Palin doesn't know that Africa is a continent. She thinks it's a country.
Ooh, they're nailing her good, because she was a bad candidate and needs a good tongue lashing.
She can't name the three countries in NAFTA, and one of them is the United States.
Oh, I bet that hurt. Nailin Palin goes deep inside the McCain campaign for the filthy finger pointing.
Temper tantrums, unauthorized shopping sprees, she even refused to prepare for the Katie Couric interview.
They sure are Nailin Palin. And wait until you see Sarah's scandalous skimpy towel scene.
Governor Palin, we're here to give you your briefing.
Come on in, boys. I just got out of the shower.
That's so inappropriate. Get your copy of Nailin Palin and watch her take every inch of the blame.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Thank you. There's something about the way you try to look. It's getting right to me, deeper than it really should. What are you, an angel, or just looking that good? When you take your time, you are so divine. I'm not surprised, I'd like to watch you in this life. There's something about the way you look tonight. There's something about the way you look tonight.
Entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Indeed we do. And what do
I like that
say?
Bumper. That's cute.
Yeah. I want to say fuck everybody.
Why?
Because that's what I want to say. We say what we want.
Oh. That's not very nice, Sam.
No, lately I'm really loving life. I got to tell you. You know, I mean, there's been times in my life where I felt I wanted to end it all. You know, I
don't
really
say
did.
That.
I was in some pretty low places in my life, you know. And
what could have ever been so bad?
Oh, we don't want to get into that, really. But you know, I mean, there were times where I really, you know, like after a divorce, for example.
Okay.
I was devastated. You know, I was really, really devastated.
Was the divorce something that you wanted?
No.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
No, I mean, we weren't happy, but what I didn't want is to lose my kids. You know, to have them not live with me anymore. So that was difficult. That was very difficult. So that was a low time in my life. But now I'm like,
and she wouldn't have let you have them?
No. And but you know, most people said the kids are better off with their mom anyway. So, but I took issue with that. You know, I thought I could raise them very nicely, and many men have, you know, like widowers widowers and shit, you know. Actually, I have a friend.
But don't the kids have a right to have a mother?
They do, but what if they...
Doesn't it sound familiar from a conversation we had on Friday when you were yelling at me?
Well, but that was a whole different fucking thing. Don't try to get back at me with something that's not even the same shit. We were talking about artificial insemination and planning to have a kid knowing he's not going to have a father. And this
he might very well have a father.
This is a whole... No, not biological anyway. Why is it that many adopted kids want to find their biological parents? Because it's a natural instinct, you know? To want to find out, to want to know who your real parents are. Although, again, you know, I mean, I think some adoptive parents are much better than the biological ones.
That's why when I donated my eggs, I had put in all the legal clauses that I get to meet the children once before they turn 18. I want these kids to know where they come from.
Yeah. Wow, mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they have a right to know.
Yeah. Susie, the long-term planner.
God, can you imagine, like, one day I just get the knock on the door, hi, and I open the door, and I'm like, oh my God, it looks like me. It walks like me. It talks like me. Oh my, can you imagine, though?
That would
How
be
crazy
funny.
Will that be?
That would be funny.
That will be just downright nuts.
Yeah. Wow, the shit people do these days.
I know. We live in a really freaky society.
Yeah, like people, like full of Susies.
I like cloned myself.
Yeah, oh the world God. Needs 10 fucking Susies or 18. I don't know how many fuckers you have.
Oh no. That's well, really, helped, really, really scary.
But you know what? You've really helped humanity. I mean, think about it. You know, you've really given life. You've helped
people. It's
amazing.
People. What they were able to create.
Yeah. Yeah.
It blows my mind. Like, yeah. Even having been through the process, it really just kind of freaks me out sometimes.
But think how incredible nature is for having figured out this whole thing, you know?
Yeah, right?
Fuck, you know? I mean, you start with a small seed and all that, and it just grows into a fucking human being. Such a complex machine, you know?
Going through all the stages, like, literally, we started, like, with the tiniest thing, you know, like, bacteria, and then building up to, like, one cell, and then from now, like, all the way up to, like, the physical human body.
Right.
I mean, we have gone through evolution all the way through this whole process.
Yeah.
And it's so freaky.
It really is, you know? And it's sort of like everything works in harmony, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the plants feed off of our carbon dioxide, and, you know,
make us
and,
oxygen.
Yes, and, you know, and water is sort of like a closed system, so we never lose water, you know. Energy does not disappear, you know, it just changes forms and shit. You know, I mean, think about it. The sun fucking rises every day, you know. It's like, what the fuck, you know? So it's like really, you know, when you live in awe, you really realize how incredible life is, you know? And sometimes you do have to stop for a moment and go, wow.
I was doing that last night when I was driving back, because I left probably at about 8 o'clock. And the Vegas sky is just so clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as you head out and the moon starts coming up and it's so clear, and then you've got the clouds and the sky's still a little bit like purplish and pinkish, very, very, very faintly, with the blue like closing in on it quickly, and then the stars are all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And you're just driving along and you almost like drive off the road a couple of times because you're just like, shit,
yeah.
This is so unbelievable.
It really is.
And like you look at all the other drivers and no one else is watching it or looking at it.
Yeah.
And it's like they don't appreciate it and they don't see the same like beautiful things in... I don't know. Nature's mysteries.
It really is, you know. And the body's very resilient, you know. Goes through so much abuse and shit.
Oh, don't I know that.
Especially mine.
And mine.
Oh,
is your phone vibrating over there?
We're fucking basket cases here. Yeah, people call me all the time.
I'm going to start leaving your phone in the other room.
No, it's just... I mean, I glance at the number to see if it's an emergency or anything. But nothing can be too important that someone would call me during the show. But... Then again, now the whole world knows we're doing a show now, you know?
Most of them do.
They do, right?
Yes, yes.
Most fucking people. I'm telling you, it's like I get up in the morning and I look at the stats and everything. And like today, it was all like at 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, it was all people from different countries. You know, you have Taiwan there.
Really?
You have Sweden. You have Netherlands.
People are listening in Taiwan.
Are you serious? China. Oh, yeah. People listen
in
from
Sweden?
Everywhere. Sweden, all the time. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wish they'd call in sometimes, these listeners, because some of them are regular listeners.
I want them to call in, too.
I know. That would be awesome, you know? And, so that's the great thing about internet radio. I mean, we're, like, fucking everywhere, you know? And it's not just the local market, you know? So it's really cool. So, you know, while we're sleeping, they're listening to our station, you know?
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, the other side of the world.
God, I wonder what they think of us. I wonder if they think we're just naughty.
I don't know what they think.
Or I wonder what kind of people they are that are listening.
Yeah. Why, are you calling our listeners weird?
No, I'm just wondering, like, who on earth would listen to us?
Now you think about it? You should have thought about it a long time ago.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to imagine, like, physically what the person would look like.
Well, I mean, you're not talking about one or two people. You're talking about thousands of fucking people here.
I know, but I want to know if there's like a type of person.
Yeah. I know. That'd be cool to be able to measure that, huh?
Yes, that would be.
Well, everybody that listens, call in. You know, we'll start profiling the listeners.
Yes, we should. Can we like counter-stalk them?
I suppose.
Based upon, like, you know, where they were viewing us from?
Yeah.
Can you go backwards on the internet?
Go backwards on the internet.
I don't know. What do you mean? I'm not really... Never mind.
What the fuck do you mean? The back button?
I'm having a hard time articulating what I mean. Leave me alone. I took a sleeping pill last night when I got home, and it's still kind of in my system. So
really?
Like, oh.
Why would you take that? I mean, weren't you tired after that drive?
No, because I took all this caffeine and all this other stuff, so I was completely wired.
Yeah. You're totally ruled by fucking drugs, you know, caffeine, alcohol, you know, back and forth.
Well, I only had one glass of wine to chase the sleeping pill down last night.
Yeah. Oh.
So that was good.
Oh, man, you're fucking crazy.
What? I have a long day. I had to get some sleep.
No, I know, but don't destroy yourself. I mean, you know, you're beautiful, you're young, you're youthful and shit. Don't ruin yourself, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can't possibly help, you know?
Thank you very much, Sam.
I mean, you're going to reach 50 on a fucking wheelchair, man. I mean, I don't wish you that, but you keep going at this rate, man. Fuck, you know, how much do you think the body can take?
I don't think I'll ever be able to be in a wheelchair.
No?
No.
No, what would you do? Kill yourself first?
No. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that. I dated a guy that was in a wheelchair who was paralyzed from the waist down.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
He was really, really hot.
Really?
Yes.
But he was paralyzed from the waist down, so mm-hmm. you couldn't have any sex.
With enough medication, mm-hmm. he would have some feeling down there.
Really?
Yes. Mm. So that was a very, very interesting experience.
Yeah. I'm sure he's horny in his mind, though. You know. So
but he's also extremely giving with his hands and with his mouth and with everything else.
Cool, cool.
So he really has figured out how to take care of...
Yeah, well, obviously he doesn't have a choice, so he has to excel in those areas.
And, oh my God, does he excel in those areas. John, if you're listening. Actually, he started listening to the show a while ago, and he just got so freaked out. He's like, he's back on the East Coast. He's like, yeah. I can't believe it. Listening to your voice every day. He's like, it's so amazing.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's... Now, I noticed on Facebook you've got some new Franz pictures. What are those about?
Those were from New York.
When you went the other last week or 2 weeks ago?
Like 3 weeks ago now.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Mm,
yeah. Oh, so you only put them up now?
Yes.
Okay, and what was those red cheeks there? That, you painted red circles on your cheeks. What was that?
Well, I was wearing my Wonder Woman cape, and I had this white sweater on, and I wanted to make myself look like a doll, so I put these big fake red cheeks on, and that was it.
Was that Halloween that weekend? It was, right?
No, that was... Where was I for Halloween?
I mean, why would
no,
you...
No, that was the week before Halloween. But we dress up all the time in costumes for these bike events.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Everyone was wearing costumes. People were wearing, like, Care Bear bunny suits. There were, like, a whole bunch of girls, like, a group of four women dressed up as, like, unicorns in all white.
Really?
With their full face paint. Everyone's, like, shaving their heads into different things and wearing, like, coloring their hair different colors. Yeah. I mean, it's, like, a huge, crazy big party.
Yeah. Do you sometimes, like, out of nowhere get, like, a craving for some kind of food? Like right now?
What do you want, Sam?
I want a pizza. You
know? Oh my God.
I have like the taste in my mouth of the melting cheese and the grease and stuff on top of it. Oh,
I ate the best pizza I think I've ever had in my life this weekend.
Oh, really?
And it was so huge. So when I got into Vegas on Friday night, my sister was supposed to get in too, and my dad thought that we were both going to be hungry when we got there. So we ordered two pizzas, but he didn't realize, he ordered the largest pizza they had, which was a 24-inch pizza.
That's huge.
So we ordered two of them.
That's extra, extra large.
Extra, extra, extra large. That's like 2 feet of pizza.
That's true.
All the way around in this huge circle. So he goes to pick them up in his little Beamer convertible, and they don't even fit in the car.
Whoa,
so I get there funny. In the middle of the night, and like I've got like these huge pizzas. I'm like, Jesus, Dad. I'm like, were you expecting like an army? But oh my God, it was the best pizza ever.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind? Was it like a chain or?
The guy was actually from New York. I've actually gotten a slice of pizza there before because it's where I usually get my nails done when I go. Mm-hmm. It's just like New York style pizza and. Nice. Cheese melting in your mouth. Mm.
I know.
Sorry to rub that in.
Do you like melty cheese?
Yes.
Yeah, I love melted cheese. I mean, you know,
I just love cheese.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Me too. But what about that that stuffed pizza that from Pizza Hut? Have you ever had that
in the crust?
Yes.
Or the pizza itself?
Well, it has cheese in the crust as well.
Yeah, I've had it in the crust.
You've had it?
Yeah, I'm not really a big crust fan.
No, I'm not either. But the point that this has cheese in the crust, it's just like regular pizza, you know?
But then you've got to dip it in some sauce.
I suppose, yeah. But you don't have to. I kind of like it, you know? It's
like a cheesy breadstick.
I think it's provolone cheese or something they put in there.
It's really cool. Yeah, that is yummy.
Yeah, give me some pizza now. We should start eating on the air. You know, a lot of people do.
I ate my cereal in the car on the way here.
In the car?
Yeah.
Really? With milk?
Yep.
Driving with your knee, probably, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In my big yellow porcelain bowl. With my fresh banana and my strawberries.
You're a menace to society, Susie.
No. What was I doing yesterday? I was doing something yesterday, and I had, like, I don't even know, no hands anywhere, like, where they were supposed to be near the wheel, like, doing five different things. Uh-huh. And then I was just like, this is probably really dangerous. I should probably put both hands on the wheel.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I know. I was like, all right, I should stop text messaging people and like doing Facebook on my stupid phone.
Yeah. Did you have any irritating drivers on the way? Did you feel people were in your way?
Oh, I always feel that people are a little bit in my way. But yeah. some nights they're better than others. I just can't stand, one thing I really can't stand, like when you're driving at night, you know, I'm usually going pretty fast, and then like someone will pull up behind me, uh-huh. and they'll sit kind of in my blind spot, right. but have their high beams or their regular headlights right in my mirror.
Right.
And they'll just sit there and like drive at the exact speed to like keep them there.
Right.
And it's like, all right, move like either past me or back off.
I know. Or what about, you know, the majority of the drivers will not move
from the left lane.
Yes, from the fast lane. When they're going slower than the fucking traffic. You know, because I think people are starting to look at this as like respect me kind of a thing. You know, like I think it's an ego thing. You know, people are playing fucking games with you on the road. You know?
I would, yeah.
Of course, some are probably ignorant and they don't even know they're supposed to move over. But I
think how would anyone not know that? How would they get their driver's license without knowing that?
That's true. That's true. But it's never enforced. That's the thing. You know, I mean, if cops were pulling people over for driving slow on the fast lane, people wouldn't do it. But I've never seen it enforced.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah.
But that totally drives me nuts as well. Like, I will pull up behind someone and I will turn my flashers on. You know, uh-huh. I'll flick them once.
Yeah.
And then if they don't move and, like, they're blocking me in, then I'll be a total asshole and I'll just keep the high beams on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes sense, you know, because they're being assholes to you. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, I'm not moving over for you. Well, fuck you. Then go faster.
Then on occasion, if I've actually passed them on the right and I really feel like being an asshole, if they were really being an asshole back, mm-hmm. Then I'll get in front of them and slam on my brakes.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But you gotta be careful with that, Susie, you know?
I know, yeah. I know.
It's really dangerous. One time I was
tailgating. I haven't done that in years, but I used to do that when I was younger and angrier.
I know. When I was younger, I used to tailgate motherfuckers. And one time I'm going on the freeway about 70 miles an hour, tailgating this guy, and then he slams on his brakes, and I overslam my brakes because, you know, that's usually how it happens, because you don't know how hard he's slowing down or mm-hmm. stopping. So, I guess I didn't have anti-lock brakes at the time, so my car just started spinning in the middle of the fucking freeway.
Oh,
on
my
the
God.
5 freeway. And over a few lanes. And it stopped finally, me facing the traffic. And luckily everybody slowed down. You
Holy
know, and stopped
shit.
Until I turned around and kept going. But you know, Susie, it's so fucking dangerous to do these things.
Ay, ay, ay.
You know, and it's all just because of road rage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because of like egos, hurt egos, you know, wounded egos. Fuck that.
Oh my God, Sam, that must have been so scary.
It really was, Susie, you know, and since then I'm still sometimes you know, taking out my anger on stupid drivers, but I really try not to. I really try to be aware
of it. For the most part now, I really try and just, you know, if people are angry around me, I always just try and give them, like, the peace sign. Or, like, I'll give them a kiss, or I'll just smile and wave.
That's
like,
true. That'll soften them right away.
Or just give them the smile and nod, and, like, thanks with a thumbs up.
Yeah. But a smile is not good, you know? I mean, I just think something like waving your hand or something and
a smile is not good. A smile to,
no,
like,
because sometimes
a lot of the people I give smiles to out there, it makes their day. They're just like, me? Hi. And it like makes them realize like, oh yeah, we're not like living in this like concrete jungle. You know, there are actually like people who care and
right,
they're nice.
But you know what? When someone pulls, he like cuts in front of me and then they smile, I really get pissed off. You know, yeah, because I mean, I think.
Well, if they're cutting you off and smiling, it depends on how they do it.
Well, but isn't that why you're smiling? Because you probably did something to irritate someone.
Or no, or they just are just irritated for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes just being in the traffic and they're acting like assholes, and you know, I'm just like, no, you know, it's okay.
Oh, I see.
Okay. You can either calm them down or diffuse the situation, or you could smile. Yeah. Right after you cut someone off, yeah. Just to be an asshole.
Nobody ever smiles to me in fucking cars, man.
Well, then maybe you're not very receptive to smiles.
Maybe not.
You need to make yourself more receptive. I'm serious.
No, I just mean in cars. Everywhere else, I always smile. Always. I always smile to someone, even if I don't know
them. I create relationships with people in cars every day.
I know you do. But that's very unusual. You know, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's cool. But not.
You are saying it's a bad thing. You're saying don't smile.
Fuck you. I didn't say don't smile. I never said that. I didn't say don't smile.
Don't smile after I cut someone off?
No, I didn't say that either. I just said that when someone smiles after they pull something on me, I get irritated. You know? Because,
all right.
Yeah, because they're sort of like, oh, fuck you. Keep on it. You know? I don't give a shit. That's the message I get. Maybe it's wrong, you know? But that's the message I get. But fucking drivers, you know.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So we got a guest scheduled in a few minutes.
Okay.
A young musician.
Excellent.
So hopefully she's in the waiting room here in our green room.
Yes.
Yeah, our green room's actually green.
I have no idea. We should look into that, and if it is, we should paint it.
Yeah. No, it's just I don't know where it started, but usually the waiting room is the green room, you know. So so that's that. I still can't get over this 8-year-old boy shooting his father, man. I mean, how terrible.
When did this happen?
Over the weekend, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. So
his father and his friend, did it say?
Yeah, he killed his friend, too.
So two separate shots.
Right. Yeah.
You would think one would be, like, if one wasn't, like, so traumatic to the little boy to, like, see the results of that and to actually pull the trigger again.
Yeah.
A second time,
yeah.
That shows like.
Well, obviously, he's not very stable, Susie. You know, I mean, someone like that, you know, it's got to be some kind of insanity or shit, you know? I mean, what the fuck?
Man.
Yeah. Now, listen to this news. Like, we really needed this as news, right? Bush popularity rating is lowest in history. Okay?
Really?
I mean, yeah, like we didn't
really?
Know this, you know?
No way.
Susie, it's like I wish I would have recorded everything that I thought 8 years ago, you know, when he was running the first time, and I just knew I could see through this man. I said he's fucking incompetent. And by the way, in another article I read, that's what historians are saying that Bush is going to be referred to as incompetent in the history books. So, I think he is immature, you know. I mean, look at his speech problems that he's had, you know. I mean, they've got like those Bushism books, like 10 of them, of like stupid things that he said, you know. He's got no fucking clue. We all know it's Dick Cheney that's running the fucking country, and Bush is just a fucking loser, you know. And, you know, I mean, there was a point when Nixon was really, really... you know, there's a big disapproval there, but Bush is even more unpopular than Richard Nixon when he resigned from office, okay? And so this is like, yeah, I mean, fuck, you know, this guy is like, I wonder what the approval rating is, you know? But 76%, that's 3/4 of the population, disapprove of President Bush. That means that half of the Republicans, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Majority, 57%, believe transition to President Obama will be relatively easy. Yeah.
Crazy.
3/4 of the people in the world feel he's incompetent. I mean, isn't
that
enough?
In the world or the country?
In the country, I'm sorry. Isn't that enough to just take a look at the guy and conclude that? I mean, do we need really to ask people about it, you know? So it's, yeah, I mean, he's reduced our fucking country to nothing.
How do they get these statistics?
They do like surveys, you know. There, you're in fucking statistics.
I know, but...
So you know samples and population and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you take a sample of a population and you figure, you know, so you can extrapolate from there. If it's a significant, adequate sample of people, right? So let's say you want to make an extrapolation
about... You're helping
me
with my homework.
Yeah,
keep going.
Go.
Keep going. I like it.
Let's say you want to extrapolate about L.A.,
Okay.
Like, how many people like to go out Friday night or something?
Okay. Okay?
All right. So what you do is there's formulas and shit to figure out how many people you actually need in your sample. And then you find a sample of people. So it'd be like maybe, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 people. And it shows you statistically that that's enough people to ask to be able to make a conclusion about the whole population of LA, you know. So so that's how surveys are done, or studies, or whatever, you know. And so that's what you learn. I mean, that's actually what you're learning right now.
That's
right?
Exactly what we're learning.
So you see how it helps in life. It does help in life to understand this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, because now you're trying to figure out, okay, well, how do they know this? Because they asked a sampling of people, let's say, I don't know, 1,000 people, 2,000 people. Usually you don't need that many, even for a 300 million population.
How do we know the sample is representative?
Well, there's, you see, that's the part that is really complicated. You know,
mm-hmm.
and stuff, and that's what you need to learn. So maybe at the end of the semester, you'll teach me.
I don't want to know. I forgot.
But there's ways to figure it out. Yeah.
See, that's the one thing that always, like, you know, kind of gets me. It's like, all right, I really like. I feel like they didn't ask you if you like George W. Bush. They didn't ask me.
Right.
How do they know?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, but that's the same with the TV ratings. You know, they don't have to ask everybody to figure out what everybody's doing. You know, so that's pretty cool. You know, because there are trends in, like, you know. You know, I mean,
it's kind of scary, like, that everyone's the same like that.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I know.
But there's not
much
variation or in thought or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
All right. Standard deviation. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a little break. Hopefully our guest is here, so we'll get her in here quickly, and we'll be back right after this.
I am so excited. What the heck is this?
Just in time for Christmas, Unimaginative Toys introduces Stick.
Ma, you got me a stick?
Made of all natural, locally grown wood, Stick was recently inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame as the most funnest toy ever created.
Please, tell me you're kidding. Where is my real present?
And Stick is so versatile that there are no limits to what your kids can dream up. They'll have hours of fun pretending Stick is a gun, a sword, a guitar, a spear, or a bat.
Oh, honey, be careful, or you'll put your eye out with that thing. Ow!
I meant to do that!
Available in backyards and wooded areas now. So keep the money in your pocket this Christmas and get your kids a Stick.
Ow! 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 I said knock it out!
Also from the makers of Stick, kids can enjoy rock, sand, dead squirrel, and poop.
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk, only on LA Talk Radio, your favorite talk station.
Castaway at 17.
For those who are just joining us, we're here.
I feel so relaxed right now.
Really?
My whole body now, it's just kind of gone numb. Oh, God.
That's funny. So so you did drink quite a bit in Vegas?
Yes.
You guys drank.
We went out to a lot of wine bars, and, you know, it's always happy hour, like at 10 o'clock in the morning. Judy's like, is it wine time? It's like, God, I love my family. It's like, I think it is.
Yeah, so all of you guys drink?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
My dad's more into the scotch, and then the rest of us are into, the rest of us are into whatever, but we've all kind of been in a wine kick lately.
Yeah. Does his girlfriend drink too?
Yes. Judy, she's the one that says, is it wine time at 10 in the morning?
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought you meant your sister. What's your sister's name again?
Mimi.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Okay.
Actually, it was funny because their pool boy, he's also like, he does all their lawn maintenance and everything, and he also details cars. Mm-hmm. So the last time I was there, he said my car was an embarrassment to the neighborhood. So he detailed the whole thing for me.
Really?
And washed it and like scrubbed every little crack and crevice in it. And all of this was all while I was out sitting at the pool, you know, with a cocktail in my hands, like reading a trashy magazine. And I come out in my bathing suit, you know, and he's standing there like scrubbing my car.
This wasn't this weekend.
No, this was the last weekend.
Yeah.
But so anyway, like, he was kind of cute, and so we exchanged numbers for the next time I would be in town. Mm-hmm. And he called me the other day, actually when I was leaving the show, and he was like, Susie. He's like, I was like, yeah, Sean, what can I do for you? He's like, I'm calling to tell you. He's from Florida, so he's got this Florida accent that I cannot emulate. Uh-huh. But he was just like, I'm calling to tell you that your stepmom is drinking wine at 10:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. And I was like, what's the problem? And he's like, what's the problem? What's the problem? He's like, oh my God, I can't talk to you.
Yeah, people have to get to know you first before they can digest everything.
You know, she's in between jobs right now, and she's just like doing a lot of decorating around the house and doing a lot of painting. She does this really like funky painting. She's just kind of like a big kid.
Yeah.
She really is.
That's nice. That's fun.
I know. She really is fun to hang around with.
But you couldn't have gone to the pool this past weekend, huh? It's pretty cold.
We were in the hot tub.
In the hot tub. Yeah. But it was pretty cold in Vegas, right?
It rained a little bit, too.
Oh, nice.
I know. It was pretty cool.
It was freezing here. Especially last night, I think, was the coldest night this year yet.
When I was driving back last night, it got down to like 32 degrees.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. So you see, I mean, yeah, that's in the desert and shit, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
It's so freezing. All of a sudden, you realize you're like, oh my God, my feet are frozen. Then you look at the temperature outside and you're like, oh, fuck.
I know. Vegas is either really hot or really cold.
It warmed up a bit during the day, which was nice. But I brought my lizards.
You did?
Yes.
With you?
Yeah, to Vegas. Oh.
You could have found him some friends there in the desert.
I know. No, then they would have been eaten by hawks or something. I don't know. I don't trust my babies out there in the big bad world. But my dad's like, he could care less about them. He's kind of like, oh, great, she brought the fucking lizards.
Yeah. I'll bet you most people feel that way.
No, everyone loves those fucking things. Are you really? Kidding me? I bring those lizards anywhere, and I'm like the center of attention.
Yeah.
It's like impossible to get out of a crowd because everyone's like, oh, my gosh, let me see. What is it?
I know.
Can I pet it?
And especially when a girl's carrying one, you know?
Yes.
It's a big attraction. Oh.
But my dad's girlfriend was so funny. She's like, the lizards, they're not warm enough. We need to put them in the sun. Oh, and let's get them some water. And oh, let's get them some food. And I'm like, trust me, they're fine. You know, and then my dad, I'm like, Daddy, look at the lizards. They're so cute. And he's like, uh-huh. Yep, they're great. Yes, beautiful. As I've got them running all over his house.
Yeah. So you posted you guys' pictures on Facebook, so I finally get to see what your dad looks like.
Yep.
And I told you I think you look like him a little, somewhat. I mean, not completely. You know, I can see the resemblance.
Uh-huh.
But you definitely do not look like your sister. Does she look more like your mom or?
I don't think she.
Or she looks more like your dad, I think.
Does she?
I think so.
No? I don't know. I can't really tell. I'll show you the pictures of my mom on Facebook too.
Yeah.
Franz says she was beautiful.
Your mom?
Yeah.
I believe she is. I mean, shit, she's got two beautiful girls, you know.
Oh, you think Mimi's beautiful?
Oh, I think so, of course.
The doctor.
Yeah, the doctor.
Smart and beautiful. Damn it.
Yeah, the doctor and the radio personality.
Yes.
Couldn't be two more opposites.
No, definitely not. But you know what? I have a hell of a lot more fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, my sister knows how to have a good time, too.
Yeah.
But I swear, we all just get to Vegas, and my dad's house is so relaxing, and I mean, we've just got, like, the hot tub outside, and, you know, it's just so comfortable and homey. Like, you really just... And Judy will be bustling around the kitchen, like, cooking, and then we've got wine, and then we'll all just, like, sit down and watch a movie. Like, we really all just want to do nothing when we're there.
Yeah.
I was like, I've got to get up and do something. I was like, I can't go back to L.A., and, like, Sam's going to kill me if I had a boring weekend.
Wow. But you know what I'm thinking is... When you went to college,
time?
Yeah, or let's say even now, you're going into the medicine field, right? I mean, even sex therapy is a medicine field. So you said your grandfather's a gynecologist. Mm-hmm. Is your dad a doctor too, or retired doctor?
No, he does construction.
Oh, he's in construction, sorry. Yeah. You see how many times you have to hammer it into my head before I get it? So he kind of broke the chain there, no?
My dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else in my family has been like teachers or doctors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was an education major for many years. Mm. I was going to be a teacher.
Really? Well, yes. I'm glad you didn't go through with it.
I was going
to
be
You would have hated it. I'm telling you. I always wanted to be a teacher. When I finally became one, you know, then again...
You're not patient enough to deal with like little kids.
That's
with,
not
with
true,
kids.
Susie. You know...
You would get too irritated at things.
I was very, very patient. When my kids were young and shit, I was very patient, and I became patient to everyone, you know?
So
I don't know why I'm popping here. You know, it's just not fun teaching at the public schools here in L.A.
I would teach at like a private school, like my boarding school or
something. Exactly. That would be a lot more fun, you know? Because
something where all the kids, like, they really actually want to learn.
Yeah, and they're into it, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, I did experience that when I would teach the honors classes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those students are totally different, you know, and they're serious.
So it just depends on where you are teaching. So don't just teach it.
I guess, yeah, you're right when I think about it. You know, because teaching is very rewarding when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very rewarding, and you get to pass all the knowledge that you've learned and accumulated over the years, and it's fun. You know, it's nice when people listen to you, but now we're on radio and we say whatever the fuck we want. You know? I remember in the when I was teaching in classrooms, I was always so afraid to say the wrong thing. You know. Because sometimes you tend to look at the kids like your friends or something. You want to be cool.
And then next thing you know, like, they'll turn around and turn you in.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, doesn't matter what you say, you know. But at any rate, so, yeah, I mean, it's...
Which is why it's funny, like right now with my professor, my Brazilian professor, you know, he won't mean to be saying these things at all, but, you know, his comment... Like, I'll warm you up with my big stick. Like, the little things that he says like this, but the class is just like, what?
Yeah.
You know, someone could turn that around. And he's also very touchy. Like, he'll come up and, like, put his hands on your shoulders and just,
oh,
like...
Oh, really?
Yes, he's very, very... You know, but he'll, like, come up to a student that's, like, asleep, and he'll, like, pat them on the back and be like, hello.
Right.
You know, he's just very touchy because that's the way his culture
is.
He's
a foreigner, right?
He's a foreigner.
Yeah.
But in this day and age, you know... some students can really misinterpret that, and then, you know, it could be all over for them.
Yeah.
Which is too bad.
It is.
Because that really is just his culture.
Yeah. But, yeah, but you know, they'd expect him to adapt to this culture here, where we don't touch.
I don't know. Yeah, I like it. It kind of brings like a...
No, it is really nice. I like that.
Like a human element to the class. It's like, yeah, you're my professor. Yeah, I'm the student. But if I'm sitting there and I'm like, shit, I don't get it. And he comes up and he puts his hands on my shoulders and he's like, think, Susie, think.
Yeah.
You know, as he kind of like gives me a little bit of a shake. He's like, you know this.
I know. We're very uptight in this country. You know, I mean, here, you know, if you see two guys hugging, it's very unusual, you know? And yet, you know, where I come from or in Europe, many other places, it's so normal for guys to hug each other, just like women do.
Mm-hmm.
Women hug each other all the time, you know. So why is it okay and it's not okay for men? And I think we're just so uptight about gayness, you know, that we're afraid how people are going to perceive us.
Speaking of gayness, how are, I didn't watch the news at all this weekend. How were the riots and the protests? Were there a lot more?
I don't know, but they probably were. I don't think they're going to give up anytime soon. Everybody's talking about it, you know. Quite frankly, I'm tired of hearing about it, about this Prop 8, because, you know, we already voted this, and that's what happened, and just go with the majority, and that's it, you know. But I guess some people have really big causes to fight, and... You know, I guess, look, I can't really judge them because this is their lives, you know, and I don't know how badly they want to be able to be married and all that, but...
How would you feel if you were told that you couldn't be married?
No, listen, I don't support this. I voted no on Prop 8, but all I'm saying also is that you got to live with the reality, and the reality is it was voted down, you know? So what, are you going to start creating violence and shit on the street, you know? It just, it doesn't work like that, you know? I don't think it's going to get them anywhere. You know, I just, you know, I don't like anybody rioting, you know. So if I see these people rioting, I'm thinking, you know what, settle down.
Have you ever been in a riot?
No.
I've had, I have a couple kind of, one about riot control and the military police and one of actually being in a riot.
Really?
Where they ended up, not pepper spraying, but they sent off like a huge bomb.
Really?
Of like gas.
Yeah.
To kind of control.
No water
everyone.
Guns and stuff.
No water guns. No nothing. Yeah. It was so scary. It was in Boulder, like my very first semester when I was out there, and we were kind of. I wasn't really in part of the riot. I was kind of behind it.
Uh-huh.
But kids just wanted to have a huge party on the street, and like hundreds and hundreds of kids just took to the street, and they were like bashing into people's houses, ripping couches out, putting them in the middle of the street, and creating huge bonfires, like flipping over people's cars.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this was just from like underage kids wanting to drink and party.
Yeah.
And so my friends and I, we had initially like been in house parties like drinking, and then we're like, oh shit, this is getting out of control.
Yeah.
So we start trying to get away, but all of a sudden we see you know, the SWAT coming at us, like their arms all locked with their shields and their nightsticks.
Uh-huh.
As they're like gassing everyone.
Yeah.
It was the scariest feeling. Like even when we got far enough away and when we ran away, like 2 miles away, our lungs were still like burning and it felt like they were closing in. It was the freakiest feeling I've ever had in my life.
Amazing.
Yeah, when you can't breathe, when your breath is taken away. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd just be so nervous being among a lot of people that are angry. You know?
Well, it didn't start off as angry. And I don't know how it ended up turning angry.
Yeah.
And that's always the weird thing, is that it always takes just like one punch.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden one person will throw a punch, and next thing you know, the opposing team will throw a punch, and then everyone's friends are, you know, are in on it, and next thing you know, it's out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be that. It could just be anything that ignited it, you know. But it's very interesting because there are books on like crowd behavior and stuff. How crowds behave in a predictable manner sometimes, you know. So it's so you never know, you know, what started it. But I don't know. I don't want to go to riots. Do you remember the riots with the Rodney King, or were you too young?
I remember hearing about them and everything.
Yeah, but you didn't live here at the time.
I didn't live here at the time, no.
Yeah.
But it was definitely all over the news where I was in New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was weird, Susie. You'd go and there were fires. People started fires in the middle of the city, you know?
Really?
Yes.
Like you were driving by them?
Yes. I was in Hollywood one day and there was fucking fire. I mean, that day, the day of the riots, I was driving around. And in Hollywood, and there was a store on fire. And then there was a lot of looting and shit, of course, you know. And, man, it was weird. It was really fucking weird.
Did you feel safe, or were you, like, really scared?
You know, I never really worry about shit. You know, I don't worry about earthquakes or any of this stuff. You know, I just, if it happens, it happens. It doesn't help if I worry about it. But, I wasn't scared. I was just, it was, like, surreal, you know. It's like, what the fuck has happened to this town?
Yeah.
You know, people are going crazy. And it's almost like going back, like, you know, back in time when people were primitive and they would just, like, steal things.
But, you know, going back in time to the way people were rioting and protesting, like, that's the only way change eventually happened.
Well, I don't think... this didn't really lead to any change. I mean, there was some investigation and shit going on, but I don't think it changed anything. You know, I just think that it did bring
We haven't seen another incident like it, though,
Well,
per se.
Yeah, similar. I mean, the O.J. Simpson was all about race, too, you know? And but here, I can't
that
forget
is the last
how,
thing that is about race.
Yeah. But but
or that should be
yeah
fucking OJ
yeah but going back to the to that Rodney King thing, I mean, I can't forget that scene when they pulled out that truck driver. I forget his name was Denny, and they pulled him out of a truck, and you could see, like, from the helicopter, people beating him up like crazy.
Oh.
And black people beating him up, and he was white, you know. So it was really
God.
I mean, yeah, it was really, really surreal, you know. I mean, it's like you don't see shit like this, you know. So, God, how long ago was
that?
Yeah,
I was just
like
going to ask
20
how
years
many...
ago, probably?
No.
No?
No, it was not, it was not 20 years.
Years
ago.
Yeah, it had to have been. I mean, the OJ trial is what, 14 years ago? And that happened before that.
Really?
Wait a minute, am I fucking confused, Susie?
I think you are. There's no way it happened 20 years ago.
No, huh?
No.
What the fuck?
Look that up.
Yeah, why am I so confused? Yeah. No, it couldn't have happened. I'm sort of like trying to align this with things that were happening at the time. What was it, early 90s?
I definitely wasn't six when that came out.
Early 90s, I think. Yeah, you know what? I think maybe it was the early 90s. Yeah. That's still, Susie, it's almost 20 years. You know? It's a long fucking time, yeah. See how old I am? Yeah.
See how young I am.
Yeah. You see, I mean, it makes sense. You said you were young at the time, right?
No, I couldn't have been six when that happened, though.
No?
I remember it too vividly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know. Whatever. We'll research it later.
Yeah. Riots in L.A., man. That was a bad year. We had fires all over the place. We had floods. It was just like a year where everything bad happened in L.A., you know? I remember that.
How long is fire season going to last here? Like, is it still fire season?
No, I don't think so.
I thought it went kind of all winter, like up in Malibu and everything?
No, it's only when the winds start, those Santa Ana winds, that's when the fires start, you know, because they inflame the fires.
Mm.
You know.
Wasn't it windy here yesterday? I was going through a ton of it on the way back.
There was a lot of wind, but it wasn't hot wind, so it wasn't really that dry. But I don't know. I don't know, you know. I mean, usually it's like when it's hot. You know, yeah.
Oh,
the brush gets really dry and shit. Yeah. So I can't deal with this lack of energy on your end there.
I'm sorry.
Do you have to work today? School?
School until 10 tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How exciting!
I know. Good old statistics.
The semester is almost over, though, huh? For you?
Oh God, yes.
When do you have your finals? Is that like the second, third week in December?
No, I think like the first week in December.
The first week in December.
Yes.
That's cool.
Which means this month is going to be very intensive for statistics.
And next semester starts when, in January?
Yes, the winter course starts January 5th.
Okay.
And then the spring
starts. So they don't give you a lot of time in between.
Well, most people don't take winter courses.
Right.
Most people just wait until the spring semester, which doesn't start until February. So they actually give you like a month and a half off.
Right. Okay. I knew like the beginning of February or the end of January or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it varies a little from one university to the other. But for the most part, I remember that. And I remember like clearly how I would take the finals like a week before Christmas or something. Mm-hmm. And then it was just the best feeling when you knew you're done with it.
When you knew you were done, that's the best feeling.
Isn't it the best? You
Especially
know?
When you're like, your plane ticket home is like that afternoon and you're all packed and you're just like, it doesn't matter how I did, I'm on this fucking plane, let's go.
I know, I just wanted to go to the fucking malls and just feel holiday season.
You wanted to go to the malls?
Yes. You know, because I never had a chance to do anything but work and study for 3.5 years, you know?
You sounded like a very diligent student.
Well, I was. Look, I mean, I went back to college when I was 26, 27, you know. So I was really serious about college at that point, you know.
Yeah.
I was 27, yeah. So I approached it like a business, you know. And then, and it worked, you know. I graduated with honors and everything, you know. Cum
That's
laude,
amazing.
Yeah. I know.
Did your parents come over
and
for your graduation?
I probably would have been like Sigma Cum Laude, which is the highest, I think. But... But my average really went down because my first year in college, and I couldn't get rid of these grades, of these transcripts, you know.
That's the worst part. They follow you around forever.
Yeah, you know, and I was 18 at the time, just partying all the time, and I really did bad in school. I was going to UNLV at the time. I lived in Vegas. Okay. So I went to UNLV and I fucking flunked everything. I was just not, I don't even know why the fuck I went to school at the time.
Did your parents make you?
No, my parents weren't even here.
So you just paid for it by yourself and everything?
Yeah.
And just chose to flunk out.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Well, I didn't choose to. But with so many drugs in your fucking system, you don't do very well. Yeah. We were doing Quaaludes at the time, man.
They don't really make Quaaludes anymore.
No, they don't. I think they made them illegal or something because they were abused so badly. And they're like
I took one accidentally.
You did?
Yes.
Accidentally. When?
Probably, I don't know, like 5 years ago or something.
Really?
I was down in New York City partying and then... I knew I had to be in upstate New York to take care of my special sister, Katie, at like noon the next day. And so we get home from the club at like 4 or 5 in the morning, and we go to my friend's house. And I was all amped up, and I needed to go to sleep. And I was like, do you have a sleeping pill? And he's like, I have a Quaalude. And I didn't know what a Quaalude was. I was like, all right, give it to me. He's like, no, I'm only going to give you half. And I was like, dude, I take sleeping pills all the time. Give me the whole thing. So I like eat the entire thing. And all I remember was, like, waking up the next day, I couldn't even, like, lift my arms or my legs. Mm. I actually, like, had to crawl to the door. By the time I, like, got to the elevator and, like, made it out to my car, I was like a zombie trying to just lift all of my muscles. And driving home, oh, my God, that was the worst I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I had every window down in the car, like, my head out the window, like, splashing water in my face, like, trying at all costs not to just, like, swerve off the road and
die. I know. I have a bad memory also driving then because one time...
But let me finish.
Yeah, sorry.
So then I get back to upstate New York and my mom has to leave and I have to take care of my sister who can't be around food because eating food could kill her. There are a lot of things like I really have to be alert about. And so since I physically couldn't stay awake anymore, I locked the two of us in a room and I'm like, all right, we're just going to take a nap, Katie. Like around no food or anything. But that was so awful.
Yeah, I know. Because first you can't take it on empty stomach because it really, really is strong.
Or with alcohol,
yes.
Yeah.
You don't want that because it's strong. I mean, it fucking knocks you out. It's like, I think it's like drinking probably 20 bottles of wine or something. You know,
yes.
It's just, you get so numb and everything, you know, that, I mean, it's like you're totally fucking drunk, you know,
mm-hmm.
No control. And I was driving like this one day. It snowed in Vegas at the time. And,
so you're driving on a Quaalude on snow
on
in Vegas?
Snow with my huge fucking Buick Electra. I mean, this is like those huge Cadillacs in the 70s, you know. And I'm driving with this thing and the steering wheel doesn't work because it doesn't really work on the snow, on the ice, you know. it doesn't turn. The
Did
car
you have
doesn't
power
turn.
Steering?
Yeah, okay. I had power steering. But the car, you turn, but the car doesn't turn.
Why?
Yeah, because it keeps slipping straight. It slides on the snow, on the ice.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like you're trying to brake and the car keeps moving. And try to figure that out after all night of doing Quaaludes and shit.
When you know? Say doing Quaaludes, you mean more than one?
Yes.
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 Like how many?
I don't know. But
no,
well,
seriously,
no, I mean,
like how many?
Not more than one at a time.
Okay.
You know, but for the evening, maybe two, you know? Yeah.
And so people just like lay around and like take Quaaludes together?
Yeah, yeah. And
that sounds
and sex
not very,
is,
that sounds
sex
not
is
very
the
fun.
Best with it. Sex is the best. Why? I mean, just like you would do anything else. I mean, if you sit
well,
around with a
like,
group of people and smoke pot, it's the same thing.
I feel like this would be like so numbing that everyone would just be like laying still, like
no,
barely conscious.
Really. No.
Like not really talking or interacting.
Well, it doesn't make you tired. It just makes you numb, you know? So I know that sex was great on it, you know? It just
Why
like,
would you
know,
want to have sex if everything was numb? Was your dick numb?
Because your dick is kind of numb too, but I don't know how I managed, you know? I was very
horny. You
would think
you wouldn't be able to
time.
Get it up.
No, I know, you would think, right? But I think you have to get used
dick.
To them. I know,
like
but
you've got
no,
coke
no,
dick and whiskey dick.
And plus,
you
remember, you can have sex without insertion too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But no, I mean, I remember actually having great sex on those things.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I know. I know. In fact, I freaked out one time. This reminds me. I was having sex with... I took lewds with this black chick. Beautiful. Fucking stunning. okay?
Yeah.
And she really carried herself well and everything. And so I liked her, you know. And it was my first black girl, okay?
Okay.
Not that I had anything against them. It was just that it never happened. Never had the opportunity before. So we ended up taking Quaaludes and we had like the wildest fucking sex. But what I remember is her huge fucking clit, man. It was just going in my mouth and I was sucking the shit out of it. It was like a small penis, man.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it, man. It was the best.
Sam, I hope your wife doesn't listen to this.
Well, so what? Look, the way I am now is the result of all my experience in my life. She better be grateful.
What would she say if she heard you say that?
Nothing. What would she say?
I mean, this happens. Nothing.
It happened so fucking long ago. I was 20 years old, you know?
But she would say nothing. Like, say she was listening right now, and right, like you walked in the door 20 minutes later, she would say nothing.
No, she would just say, so what was with the girl in the big clit or something? No, it hardly ever happens.
Are you sure it was really a girl?
Excuse me, Susie. It was a very beautiful girl.
I'm sorry, yeah, I'm sorry.
She had some nice tits too, man. But we were going at it all fucking day, I remember. We just put like a, I don't know why, we put a mattress on the floor or, no, there wasn't even a mattress. We just were having sex on the floor, on the hard floor.
Isn't it amazing what drugs can do?
Yeah, yeah.
All but, these people who don't do drugs, missing out.
Yeah, but those were the times when I realized I really loved oral sex. To give oral sex, yeah. I mean, I always knew I would want to, but
yeah, those are the times those when I really like receiving oral sex.
Yeah, you see, but those were the times when I was comfortable enough with a woman too. You know, I mean, after 17, 18, you know. Well, no, actually, I was given cunnilingus younger than that. But you know, I mean, but in the beginning,
nowadays,
you don't know guys, what the fuck you're doing.
Nowadays,
you know?
Guys that haven't gone down on a girl, like if we have like a guy in our midst, uh-huh, you know, that hasn't gone down on a girl, like people freak out about it.
Really?
People absolutely freak out.
Wow. Because I know, I mean, I've met many guys that don't like to do it.
Yeah.
They really don't. And I can't imagine not doing it. I mean, if you told me, look, you can have sex, but you can only do one thing, that's what I would do.
Really?
Yes.
Not like the actual sex?
No. I love that even more. I love the vagina in my mouth. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. But of course, it's got to be clean and taste good and stuff. It is. It is. That's why I'm so fucking good at it. Yep. See? People recognize that.
Take the buttons away from you. Oh, my God. I'm sitting over there tomorrow.
No, but I'm really good at it, if I do say so myself. Yeah. I've left a lot of broken hearts in my path. No, really, but I realize that a woman, if you really make have really good sex with her and you make her feel, you know, pleased and stuff, she can't move on to other guys later. You know, it seems, I'm not saying everybody, okay, but it's happened to me several times, you know, because it's like you get the best. Where
that's
do you go
why
from
I'm,
there?
That's
you
why
know?
I'm stuck with the Franz.
I guess so, yeah, but you're not allowing yourself to explore anymore. You know,
I kind of
at 26, you've hardly found the best you ever found.
I hope not.
Okay.
I really hope not.
All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so
I think he comes back on Thursday or Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That soon.
Yeah, that soon. So you haven't, what's going on with the Persian guy?
Ever since he drove up here on Thursday night and he couldn't get, you know, he couldn't get through on the phone for 2 hours and was right, driving around, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, because you were out of town anyway.
Yeah, and so then I left for Vegas the next day.
Yeah.
So he sent me a couple text messages being like,
he's still interested, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think he kind of missed the boat now with Franz coming back. The window is closed.
I don't know how I feel about Franz coming back. Well, I'm very happy to have him back, obviously.
Yeah. I know. You don't have to tell me how. I can tell you how you feel about him coming back. You're happy.
No, I don't know.
I think you're relieved.
I don't necessarily know because he doesn't have an apartment and he's not going to be staying with me. Mm. Therefore, he's going to be out staying in various different places every night. So, therefore...
What a life, man.
I know,
what
but like, you know, he life. Might be staying in different girls' houses every night and who knows? I don't know if I necessarily trust him enough to be able to continue our relationship.
Mm.
Just considering his new transient lifestyle.
You never trusted him anyway. Well, what the fuck happened now? Trust has never been the key for your relationship.
I know, but just, it's not good for my emotional health. Like, having him, like, out of, you know, out of my physical realm has been kind of good.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't really been freaking out or stressing out, like, as much. Remember how I used to come into work freaking out about him every day?
Yes.
I mean, there was, like, a period of, like, 2 months where I freaked out every day about him. and just like went on a like a rant and a rave.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
And it feels very good for my blood pressure to not be like...
Well, then maybe you can just... You know, sometimes you just have to cut off a limb, you know, because... Or amputate, okay? Sometimes you have to amputate.
Castrate.
Amputate. Sometimes you just have to say to yourself, okay, you know, this is dysfunctional. Yes, there's good things to it, but there's also terrible things about it. And I just have to sever this connection and move on. You know?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Because you're stuck.
I know. And I'm trying to reach that place like in my head, mm-hmm. like where I really, really, really know it enough to actually do it. Yeah. Because I want to make myself available to date other people and to like, you know,
yeah.
and to be open if I do meet someone yeah. that I am interested in.
I just think, you know, I really have a feeling this has to do with your image of yourself. I think you're thinking deep inside, I'm not saying, but subconsciously, and I'm not a fucking psychologist, but I think deep inside you don't feel you deserve any better than this because you know there's a lot better out there, okay? You can't base a relationship just on sex, and especially when, you know, I mean, yes, you've had your share of sex and shit, but still, as you get older, you meet older men, and they're more experienced and more giving and more this.
I'm not meeting any older men.
He's not even
recently.
Into you. He's not even into you, this guy. You know, women love when guys, you know, chase them and court them and do this and do that, and you're not getting any of this. You see, I mean, you saw how the other day when he met a new guy and he treated you to dinner, you felt so special.
Yeah. I know, but that's only nice for like a little while, and then it's like, okay, I don't know. Then I get bored of that.
Of what?
And the, I don't know, kind of a guy just, I don't know.
Look, I mean, you meet so many guys. I mean, your chances of meeting someone cool are so much higher than other people simply because you put yourself out there, you know, so you're meeting a lot of people.
I also meet a lot of freaks.
Do you? Well, maybe we should be a little more choosy. Discerning.
All right, so I'm going to start wearing out like slightly preppier outfits. I'm going to give myself a whole new makeover,
uh-huh.
and I'm going to start dressing a certain way like every day of the week and see if I can attract a new kind of man.
Yeah.
A man with a job.
You go on J-Date, okay?
You are going to tell me to go on J-Date?
Yeah, I should pay for 1 month for you on J-Date, okay? You're going to have everybody after you.
I'll do J-Date.
And you'll meet someone, you know?
I'm blushing.
Look, there's not a lot of trashy Jews, okay? Your chances of meeting someone are higher.
That would be so fucking hysterical if I went on J-Date.
You wouldn't be the first one who's not Jewish going on there, believe me.
I don't know why I find that so hysterical. I mean, my family would have a fucking heart attack.
Why?
If they heard I was like, or if I found a boyfriend on J-Date.
Really? They're not like anti-Jews or anything.
No, right? They're not. Yeah. But I think they always like ideally would prefer me with a Catholic.
Yeah, you went to Catholic school and stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah. Or like my grandmother would have a heart attack like at the wedding, like if it wasn't Catholic. You know, that would just be the end. Or especially if I converted to Judaism.
Yeah. But
oh,
you know,
my God.
Oh, yeah. But you know what would be funny?
What if I had to be a Jew?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Then
That's
I couldn't make fun.
That's a big fucking deal.
Then
man.
I couldn't make fun of you anymore.
No, you couldn't.
Oh, no.
Well, no.
Oh,
but,
Sam, this could
you
be
know
fun.
What?
Not, sign me up.
It's not easy converting to Judaism at all. I mean, you have to really work hard to show them that you want to do
this.
That's not going to cut it, man.
Shabbat Shalom.
You're
going
to have to fucking go to temple and go
I'll
through
eat
so much
soup.
Shit. Usually converts are more religious than just Israelis or ordinary Jews. You know?
Wow.
Because you really have to want to do this to convert.
I'm going to be a Jew.
Now, listen, you know what would be funny is if you went on and you're not Jewish, you're looking for someone Jewish.
You've woken me up.
Then there's a man that's looking for a Jewish woman who's not Jewish, and then you guys connect, right? So two non-Jews connect on J-Date, and they're not even Jewish.
That could happen,
that
too.
That would be funny, huh?
But what if they don't like me, all the Jews?
Why wouldn't they like you?
I don't know, because I said not Jewish.
So?
Or just should I not say anything?
They would love you. Trust
really?
Me. Yeah.
Okay, sign me up. I want to be on J-Date.
Yeah, I don't know how many... Look, I don't know how many times really people hook up that are not Jewish.
Wait. I just got a question. Are they going to be cheap and pay for dinner or not pay for dinner?
Fuck you, okay? Fuck you. Okay. Okay, let me ask you this. You've known me for a while,
I'm
right?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, do I look cheap to you? Do I behave cheap?
No, you don't at all. Okay, and anytime I tell you I'm really broke, you always offer. You're like, well, here's, you know, take some money. You need some money? You've always gone out of your way to be very giving
Jews
and generous to everyone.
Jews are not fucking cheap, okay? And nobody's walking around giving away money. I don't care if it's Christians or Buddhists or Muslims. Nobody's walking around giving away shit to people. Why are Jews expected to do
that? Can I tell you something right now?
Yeah.
I just say that to irritate you. And okay, the majority of my Jewish friends are the most giving and sharing and just, you know, whatever people I know.
It's a stupid fucking stereotype that has no...
Sam, I like getting your panties in a bunch.
Okay, good. And you got it. You did it quite right. You notice I don't get irritated. I'm just passionate about it. Because
I know, and
if
it's
you
really
make a
funny
stereotype,
to see you just get all uppity, and you're just like... Ah.
If you're going to make a stereotype, that make one that makes sense, you know? Cheap is not a stereotype for Jews, because the most of the Jews that I know are not cheap, and they're not.
I know.
I mean, some of the
I cannot continue to defend myself anymore, because I just said, I completely said that, and I don't believe it at all.
Okay. Okay, we got a phone call. I think it's your family, because it's a similar area code.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Susie. Hello?
Hello?
That's the same thing again, Susie. Does she have an iPhone?
Because
the iPhones get pressed very easily.
Ah!
What the fuck?
It sounds like they're by an airport. Doesn't that sound like an airplane?
It does sound like an airplane. But it could be something else. It could be a truck or anything. We get sound effects here. Hello!
What is that?
Does the number start with a 3?
No.
It's gotta be.
A 917.
And then 3.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's probably her. But, well, I'm not going to continue with this.
That's so
we're
funny.
Not hearing anything, at least if there was some
they
talking.
They weren't giving us anything
background.
Good.
Yeah, I know. Nothing juicy.
Yes, yes, that is her number.
Yeah. You got to tell her, man. You're going to be fucking calling all over the world. And but the question is, why is she calling our number twice?
I don't know.
Is that even on her address book in her phone?
I have no idea.
It must be. Otherwise, she would have actually had to dial the number.
I know. So it probably
so she
is.
Must have it in memory there.
Oopsie.
Yeah. I really wish she would have said something embarrassing.
I know. Something juicy we could have used.
I know.
That's all right. Maybe I'll have my sister call in tomorrow accidentally and like try and like get Judy to say something.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Yeah. You know what I'd like you to do?
I really want to be on J-Date. I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Do you have to get approval of the Jews I date?
No, I don't think so.
we could even put like pictures up of like my dates of the week.
Yeah.
And then we could have our guests rate them.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what you should do. Why don't you go on it first and just search and see what's available out there?
I'm so doing this as soon as I get home.
See what's out there. If there's anything interesting, I'll pay for your first month, okay?
Wait, does it let you go through and like look at the people first?
Oh yeah, yeah. You just can't communicate with them until you pay. But that's how, that's how they reel you in. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you can look them up and stuff. I'll look up some guys for you since I have all the time in the world. I'll go on J-Date and look for a guy for you. But the problem is, I don't know what your taste is. You know, I mean, you're like all over the
fucking map. You know what? I will eat almost anything.
Yeah.
Take what you will from that.
Yeah. But you guaranteed no smegma when you're on J-Day.
Oh, Sam. Don't spit water all over the equipment.
I know. I already did it with my coffee this
morning. You snorted that coffee out your nose.
Yeah, we were standing outside. Susie, we were talking, and Susie made me laugh, so I fucking just sprayed all my coffee all over the place.
I don't even remember what I said.
I don't either.
But apparently it was a good one.
It was funny.
Oh, poor Sam.
I know, like a slob, man. Fucking spraying coffee all over the place. but yeah, so, yeah, a nice Jewish boy
I'm gonna
would be
I'm not going
to
be a shiksa anymore.
No.
It's so great.
Yeah.
ooh, can I have a bat mitzvah?
You could. Yeah,
oh,
you
man,
could.
I'll make bank.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. What's a bat mitzvah for?
Well, a bat mitzvah is not really a religious thing. It's sort of like make girls feel that they're getting something that the boys do. But bar mitzvah is really what's expected or required of a Jewish boy at 13.
Oh.
But girls are not required. So in Israel, they give bat mitzvah to girls at 14, sort of like to, so it's not so similar and stuff, and they get their own party and stuff, you know, but a bat mitzvah is definitely not part of the religion.
So I'll be about 13 years too late. Yeah. 14 years too late.
Yeah. And it's definitely also a reform thing with reform Jews that they'll do like a bat mitzvah in the synagogue. You know,
okay.
When they do it in Israel, it's just a party. It's not a religious thing at all.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
crazy.
This is Reform Jews. Yeah. So you can see that, you know, I mean, even in Judaism, you have different groups and shit that do things differently. You know?
Oh, I wonder what kind of Jew I'm going to be.
Ooh. She's already planning. Yeah, apply for being a Jew.
Where do I sign up?
Oh,
I can really see myself getting into this.
Really?
This could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You could pass for a Jewish girl.
Really?
No problem. Oh, yeah.
I've never been told that.
Really?
Ever.
No, you could.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. You see, like, if you were in Israel, for example.
I'm just going to wear
lots of. You totally look like a cute Israeli girl. Totally.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing you've said all day.
Stop it. Okay, I try. No, that's not true. I gave you a few compliments today.
Did you?
You just don't remember.
I don't remember.
All right, Suze. Well, I think we need to put you out of your misery.
I'm having a grand old time. I'm so excited to go home and research being a Jew.
Yeah, okay, good. We gave you something to weigh. You have woken up all of a sudden.
I know.
We talk about men. And dating and shit. So, I mean, if you met someone today that you really love, would you marry them? Would you marry today, like this year?
Sure.
Yeah, you would, huh?
Yeah.
So you are essentially ready for marriage. You're just looking for the right person.
Absolutely.
It's not like you feel still have to get things out of your system before.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you've fucking done everything.
I've done quite a bit.
Yeah.
Not much left out there.
Not much left. So she's ready to raise kids and everything and cook and
I'd just be such a great
do
mom.
The laundry.
I really would.
I think you would be.
I really would.
You really have the personality for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, thank you all for joining us. It's been a great old time.
Good old time.
Another Monday behind us. And we're going to be here when?
For Veterans Day. I don't get off for Veterans Day.
Is that tomorrow
That's
or today?
Tomorrow. I'm a veteran.
I thought Veterans Day is today.
No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, it is Tuesday.
I don't get. You get off for your Jewish holidays.
You are a
I don't
veteran,
get off
aren't
for
you?
My veterans holidays.
You are a fucking veteran. Maybe, you know, we do need to bring some bagels and mimosa in here. If
okay.
you all you have to do is remind me and I'll bring it in, you know, just because I forget.
I will try to
you bring the
you
champagne
the
and the orange juice and I'll bring the bagels. Can you do that?
Excellent.
Okay. We're going to be so fucking drunk.
I'll wear my uniform too.
Yeah, Veterans Day is hardly the occasion to fucking get drunk or whatever.
I'll wear my uniform.
All
you
right.
think I'm kidding?
I do.
No, I will.
No, you're not kidding about shit, man. Anyway, thank you all for joining us today. It's been a great day. Another great show lined up for tomorrow. So stay with us and be back. Bye, Susie.
Bye.